Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
I want to know if I'm a bad daddy.
We'll tell you. We'll judge you.
I know you will, Kelly.
Right now.
And you have kids?
I have one.
Have you ever gotten? Did you ever get into the scaring each other phase?
Yes, Emma Kelly loves, and even last night she tries to sneak up on me and scare me. It's just fun for her.
Because I remember I'm 12 years older than my sister, so I was about 13, 14 years old when she was 2 years old, and she got into that phase. My son Kaysen is 2.5 now, and just out of nowhere, he got into this wanting to scare daddy phase.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever done it around him? I mean, have you ever tried to scare Kenzie, maybe?
Or? No, cause I don't do that to Kenzie because it doesn't go well.
Okay. But does he like being scared, too?
Yeah. So I think he started seeing my ooh-wee videos that mm-hmm. we post sometimes online. And I think that's what taught him to scare people. I don't know if it was a show on, but he will walk up behind us and try to scare us. He's not very good at it. You know, he's not very sneaky. He starts laughing before he scares you. But since he's really into that game, I figure I'd return the favor.
Okay.
So the Kaysen was at the kitchen, and he likes to go into the pantry. And when he goes into the pantry, that's all he's focusing on is what food can he get to.
Okay? Yeah.
Right.
Because he's trying to be sneaky, and he's not supposed to be in there, but he's in there. And I saw Kaysen in the pantry, and I said, this is a great moment right here. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity I cannot pass up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just walked up behind Kaysen, and I just did my two fingers on his sides and said, boo!
Uh-oh.
And he did I've never seen him jump. He probably jumped about a foot, maybe a foot and a half up in the air, which is a lot for a little boy. Jumps up, turns around, and he just starts peeing on my shoes. He was not wearing a diaper, by the way.
Oh,
he's into the naked phase, and as soon as he turns around, he just looks at me and just pee starts coming.
Scared to pee.
Did he cry or did he laugh?
He started laughing because I'm jumping around because it scared me that he started laughing. So if you're gonna scare your children, please do it while they're wearing clothes
or diaper at least.
See, I'm fine with that because I'm different. Like I love scary stuff when I was little, and so when my parents, I would always scare them. I was telling you guys this the other day. I would scare my parents all the time if I could. And the older you get,
the better.
He will as he gets older. But I liked being. They would try and scare me too. They would do really scary things, but I don't know. I loved it. I still scare people. I scare my roommate when she's in the shower. I love scaring people.
It's
I don't know why. It is kind of mean, but it is funny.
I guess I was boring when I was a kid because I didn't do that. I mean, I that didn't make me boring necessarily, but I do stuff like steal the car, but, you know, I didn't do stuff like try and scare my parents.
I've never tried to scare my parents. I just don't think that.
Yeah, I don't think I tried to scare my
that
parents either.
That wouldn't go over very well.
But speaking of being parents, so last night, our daughter Chloe has been waking up, and I don't know why she wakes up, but she wakes up, and I think they call it night terrors. Is what they're thinking
in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night. So it's 11:30. We've both been sleeping for about an hour, and she wakes us up. So getting back to sleep is the toughest part. And my wife Kinsey actually got up and went and tried to take care of it, and it wasn't happening. So she came back to bed, and as we're laying there, she goes, "What's going on?" Starts talking to me. I said, I'm just trying to get to sleep. It really annoys me. It really annoys me when the kids wake up at night. And she goes, "Yeah." And then I saw her, you know, I could see her thinking, and she goes, "What annoys you about me?"
Never a good idea to have any kind of serious, even if it's lighthearted, any kind of conversation that might stir up something.
So in my head, I'm like,
the night.
So you're trying, you're trying to go to bed.
Yeah, I'm half asleep.
Yeah,
this is the worst time to ask me a question because I might be very.
Maybe it could have been trying to have deep conversations when I'm trying to go back to sleep.
Oh, that's
not
the wrong
very smart.
Answer.
No, you can't say that.
It's not. And so I'm sitting there going like,
I'm hoping you gave the right husband answer to that.
Oh, so we hate this question.
I hate this question. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know what? I can't really think of something right now.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
There you go. Perfect.
Right? And then I return the favor.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Because I figure I told you, I, K, can't find any.
I thought you were trying to go back to sleep.
I was. But I was just trying to, like, I know she's trying to talk, so.
You're prolonging the conversation, dude.
It was one of those where I'm half asleep, and I said, I don't know. I can't really think of something. What about, you know, something annoys you about me or something?
Well, obviously, she had something in mind to bring it up.
Oh, Jenna. It was like I opened up some sort of door, and, like, you were stuffing all this, like, the closet, and everything fell out.
It's known as Pandora's Box.
I opened up Pandora's Box.
Yes, you opened it.
Also a song, right?
Wow.
So
she
broke
out the spreadsheet, the iPad, and started going down the list.
And she goes, actually.
There are a few things.
Actually.
She pulls out a list.
Gets her cell phone out.
She's been keeping track.
I see it light up. And my notepad, you know, I've been writing things down because I feel like we need to talk about this.
Number
Shannon.
Five.
Number five. She gets annoyed that I have to flex or twitch my butt to fall asleep.
You have to do what?
I lay on my stomach, and I kind of flex my butt and twitch it. I don't know why.
You sleep on your stomach?
I fall asleep on my stomach, and I think I just move onto my side. But I flex my butt.
Mm, okay.
And she says that annoys her because it keeps her from going to sleep.
How many times do you do it?
Until I fall asleep. Instead of counting sheep, I flex my butt.
Wait, are you, like, working out?
That is the weirdest thing
I've
ever heard of in my entire life.
Are you serious?
I wouldn't have told that.
That's up there with I pee in bottles and I eat leftover food from hotel room floors.
See,
that's
I don't know
until I fall asleep.
Because I used to twitch my foot and that annoyed her. So I had to I came up with flinching my butt or flexing it.
Well,
and that worked just as well.
Restless leg syndrome.
That's a deal.
Thing.
Restless butt syndrome. Is there such a thing?
I have restless butt syndrome.
Restless butt. Yeah. RBS.
Try it. Next time you can't go to sleep, just lay on your stomach.
No.
I'm
good.
You know what I do? I pick up a really boring book and make it through about half a page if I really can't fall asleep.
I'm good.
Or I take something and fall asleep.
I don't think that's weird. I think that's just something
that's weird.
But apparently.
Well, yeah, if when you're sharing a bed with someone, you kind of have to be cognizant of. Their sleeping behavior as well.
You should call in on, does that make me crazy or something?
It's not crazy. Weird. It's just, it soothes me.
All right, what's number four. Yeah, number four.
She gets annoyed at the choice of songs I sing while showering.
Like what?
Yes.
I just do random songs.
Okay, what's the last one you did?
The one she hates the most is, I don't do the whole song. I just do little riffs of songs.
But I like going into
you do medleys
because it sounds good in the shower.
You do a montage and you can't think of enough of it.
I like to go into "No More I Love Yous." That one right there, I like to do a lot.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't if I was married to you like you singing "No More I Love Yous" either.
She didn't like the choice of songs from a shower.
That's like saying, like, okay. better off alone, and like I'm single again.
I don't think that. I don't. Most whatever. Things. It's just some songs come to mind.
All right.
I've never heard you sing this though, and you sing. I'm with her on that though. You randomly singing all the time drives me crazy, and I'm only with you for like half the day.
I mean, I don't even know why this song comes into my head, but I sing it. Yeah, that's the part she hates.
Who is this? I don't know that.
I don't even know who it is. I don't even know where I picked it up from.
Your Rhythmics, you said?
Annie Lennox.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Annie Lennox.
Who was with
I didn't know what
Rhythmics.
You said.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to know.
All right.
I say Grease sometimes.
Grease is the word, or
no.
You better wait.
Man, a girl, cute as can be, or whatever it goes. But I just make up the words. Which leads me to the next one.
Man number three.
And girl, cute as can be.
Meta girl.
Oh, meta girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, what else do you do that annoys your wife, Kenzie?
She hates when I turn general conversation into a song.
So basically, it's a musical I hate you list.
No, just these two. But, you know, when you're trying to talk about something, and I think it helps me to remember things better if I do it. It's during, like, if I turn it into a song.
I can see how that would be annoying.
I'm taking out the trash, I'm gonna go take out the trash, and then I put the bag and I gotta close it, knot it up, I put it over my shoulder, and then take it out there, dump it in the trash can. She hates that.
Because if you don't sing it, you won't remember how to take out the trash.
I just feel like life is a lot better if I turn it into a musical.
Okay, so you're a positive kind of guy.
Uh huh. Okay.
And these
number
are things she wants you to stop doing immediately.
Yeah, but I'm probably not going to because I like doing them. This one, I'm sure a lot of guys deal with it. Jenna, you might actually do this as well. I feel like I'm more organized the messier I am.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I
consider myself a I'm organized, disorganized.
Right.
Like if everything's perfectly in its place, I'm almost like in like my closet. Everything looks the same and I can't find it. But if some stuff is kind of on the floor and some stuff's here and paperwork's in like a couple piles, I know where everything is.
Yeah.
The more disorganized I am, the better I can find things.
The more anxious and upset it makes me.
Oh.
Because my house has been in disarray for about, I'm miserable.
I know, I bet you are. I know you're such a neat freak.
I'm not a neat freak, but I just can't stand the chaos of it.
Like, she likes to put my hats up and hang them up. But I know where my favorite hat is. It's always underneath that sweater that I wore last Wednesday.
Exactly. You know? I know. And I'm with you on that. But that's, I think a lot of couples face that issue. And it's normally I've found guys that can be really type A with their stuff and they like it clean. That's why separate closets are ideal if you can do that. The guy can have the guest room closet.
What if I don't have a guest bedroom?
You do.
No, it's Chloe's room now.
Well,
see, that's what happens when you have kids. You lose things. you lose
all right,
space.
So what is the numero uno on the list of things that you do that annoy your wife?
Number one.
I don't see what's wrong about this one right here.
It's number one. So
I like to drink my son's juice. She buys the apple juice, and I replenish it with water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I drink straight from the carton, and I put it back with water because I feel like kids should be drinking watered-down juice anyways.
Yeah,
that annoys her.
It annoys her? That
So I drink from it, and then I put water to put back what I drink.
Maybe it's just a gross thing that she doesn't want you drinking out of the bottle.
That's my son. I kiss him on the lips.
There you go.
Still drinking out of the bottle is backwash.
But it's still, it's
yeah, but
family.
If you were getting sick and didn't know it.
Maybe you should start pouring a glass.
Wait, maybe you should just start buying 2 cartons of apple juice.
No.
Or get 2 bottles.
Because then
write your name on it.
I feel like I'm fine. I used to eat his Gerber, his banana Gerber.
Mm-hmm.
And those would disappear.
Some baby foods.
A few.
Those aren't terrible things.
I know, exactly. Like, that's it.
When you brought this up this morning.
I fell asleep after those.
When you brought this up this morning, I sent a text message to my girlfriend to ask her what I did that annoyed her.
Dr. Girlfriend!
I toyed with the idea of asking not Derek what's annoying about me, but I don't want to have that fight, so I didn't ask.
Because the worst one for me is probably
the butt
twist.
Because it'll lead to a fight.
Oh, I'm not going to fight about it. And I'll try and stop doing it.
Okay.
And hers was, it wasn't like tongue-in-cheek. Hers was serious.
Oh, really?
That's it.
No, Kinsey was serious, too.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. It's easy for you to be like, we didn't have a fight because the most annoying thing you do is squeeze your butt cheeks and sing in the shower, JC.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right. See, mine is a little more. And this was totally out of context.
Okay.
It wasn't like we were talking about something. I just, at 5:20 this morning, I sent her a text. What do I do that annoys you?
Perfect.
Texting me at 5:20 might be one of them.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Constantly text when you're with me, especially at dinner.
Oh.
See, like I said, that's a real deal.
Is that something you try and be aware of now?
Yeah, and it's totally legit because I know I do this. And then she sent another text. it's not just texting. It's like you're bored with me and we'll just pick up the phone and start looking through.
Hoping to find something.
If there's a lull in the conversation. Like, we're sitting there at dinner or something, and then we're not talking, and so instead of me saying, you know, we've been through the highest your day, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I pick up my phone. So, you know, those are legit. I mean, not that hers aren't legit.
Those are serious things, though.
But that is horrible.
That matters to girls, because guys think, well, we spend all this time together. That should be enough. And it's like, yeah, but you're physically present, but you're not present.
Right. Right.
You're on your computer. You're doing other things.
Right.
Like, we'd rather spend less time with you and have you actually be there.
Yeah.
And so, and one thing that did annoy her that she says I'm getting better at, like, I would say, meet me at such and such, like, to go get something to eat. But now I'm starting to pick her up, even though she lives, like, a mile from my house and a mile from the bar. And so do I. But, like, if I stop by the restaurant and say, hey, meet me so-and-so. She said, why don't you pick me up every once in a while? Not just all the time. Just pick me up every once in a while. So I started doing that.
That's
her up now.
That's a wonderful compromise,
Al.
That's great.
Out of the way, you know, it takes me like 30 extra seconds or whatever, but it's just something that I'm trying to do just to
be more gentlemanly.
Be more gentlemanly.
That's great. And treat your woman like a lady, yeah. Which goes back to yesterday.
Yeah, but
which you can't believe that the fights that started over my blog yesterday, ridiculous.
Mm.
Anyway, but women just want a gentleman in their lives.
I get it. I drive myself somewhere if it's more convenient, you know, I will. Yeah. But it's at least nice for it to be offered, you know, and like, hey, I can come pick you up. And I'll be like, no, I'll just meet you there or I'll just drive over.
Right.
To save time.
See, my thing
but
is,
it's just nice for the offer to happen.
I don't plan my dinner time or whatever. It's just like, okay, time to go. And so I'll go there and it's like right down the street, like a minute. And so I'm there by the time, you know, it's just a convenience thing. But it's just one of those things I'm just trying to do. I'm trying to be a better boyfriend. It's beating me down.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
All right, so part of the perks of being in the jobs we do, and people say, oh, it's not fair, is we get to meet certain celebrities, right?
Yep.
And there comes a certain point, though, as a mom, that I get more excited about my daughter meeting someone than I do for myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I've met so many people. I've done this job forever. But I was kind of like pushing him and Kelly to get to that phase of life. Because I took her to see One Direction a couple years ago. And once they sang the two songs she knew, she was ready to go. She was like, why are they still singing? She did not understand. She was only like five. Like, why are they still singing?
Right,
she didn't know any of the other songs. So when I asked her when they came back on tour last year, do you want to go back to One Direction? She said, why? I already saw them. That's the way she felt. Like, sure. I already saw them. Why do I need to go see them again?
I guess. She's not a directioner.
Well, okay. But if you would ask her who her favorite was, she'd always say it's Niall. It's Niall. I like Niall. And so anyway, here comes One Direction again. And finally, I've never asked. I don't want to be that person bugging. But finally, the record rep offered us a chance to meet Harry and Niall.
Without asking.
What am I going to say? No?
Right.
And so I'm like asking him, Kelly, do you want to go? Yeah, I'll go. And then we get there, and you saw what happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to give her a pep talk, because I know your concern was that she either will be excited, but when she gets around the celebrity, she's just going to bury her head, you know, in Kelly's butt.
That's what she does.
And hide, and Kelly was worried about that. So I sat there when we were in our seats, because she seemed kind of like, oh, I don't know.
A little complacent.
So I gave her this pep talk, like, Emma Kelly, you need to understand, you know, when you're older, you'll really appreciate this. Kids never get this opportunity, you know, and you're gonna be so happy if you have a photo later, so don't be shy when we get up there. Just remember, you're going to want this picture, okay?
Okay, so Harry comes out and she's fine.
She I played it Harry. So cool.
Yeah.
She was so
but
cool.
But that's
she's
not
like,
her favorite.
Emma Kelly, come here and let's take a picture with Harry.
But
okay,
still,
whatever.
It's Harry Styles, Al.
I don't know. I understand.
I was like, looking at her and I was like, oh, I don't want to. No,
she doesn't care. So she's saying to me while we're waiting for Harry, you know, to speak to Harry, where's Niall? She's like, well, honey, he's coming in a minute. I don't know where Niall is. So she meets Harry anyway. And then Harry leaves. And Kelly's like, well, where's Niall? And still not coming.
She said it within earshot of Harry.
Oh,
she
no,
goes,
she yelled
oh,
at him.
She
because he
goes, Harry, where's Niall?
Yeah, he came back out and got on like a golf cart because they have those things back there. She's like, where's Niall?
I think Harry said he's playing ping pong or something.
He was playing ping pong. Yeah. So finally, here comes Niall. And she... something flipped in her. I could see a little spark.
Yeah.
And she got so excited, and he's coming down the line, and the last person he meets is Emma Kelly. And he bends down to her level and says, hi, and reaches out his arms for a hug.
Oh, my gosh.
She lunges for him. Thank God Jenna's thinking. I mean, they're blurry pictures, but she caught the moment because it was happening
I'm
so
good
fast.
Like this.
She almost tackled him.
I'm good with my phone in these situations. I'm like, because I always get tired when people, we were like, well, no one got photos of that. So I had my phone out so I could document
this
whole thing of Emma Kelly.
Blurry greatness. Emma Kelly grabbed on, and she screamed, first of all, and grabbed onto his waist and would not let go. And Harry's like,
Niall,
and he's finally looks down and he's like, are you all right? And she smiles very calm. The
fainted.
Picture you can't see how, you know, but it was.
Yeah.
As a mother, I'm sitting there. I'm so proud. I'm like, yes, we finally crossed the threshold. We can go like watch boy bands
She's
together. I'm so excited.
Boy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, another thing I like to do from time to time is do, you know, when Emma Kelly's taking a bath, I whip out my iPhone and we do a little bath time with Emma Kelly. And of course, I had to ask her about meeting Niall.
It's time for bath time with Emma Kelly.
Emma Kelly, you had a big thing happen to you on Sunday night.
What?
One Direction.
Oh, yeah.
How do you forget so quickly?
I didn't know it was Sunday.
Yeah, it was Sunday night. It was a school night, which made it really hard to get up the next day, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
But was it worth it?
Harry's hair was really long.
Yeah? What'd you think about meeting Harry?
He's my second favorite.
Because who's your first favorite?
Niall.
What did you do when you saw Niall?
He grabbed him around his waist and I didn't let go, and then he finally bent down and said, "Are you all right?"
Were you embarrassed?
Well, kinda. I didn't really know what he was talking about when he said, "Are you all right?"
Because you're like, "I'm fine. I'm holding Niall." Why do you like Niall so much?
Well, first of all, he's cute, mm-hmm. and he has blonde hair and blue eyes.
You love that.
And also, he's the only one who doesn't have tattoos.
That's right, he doesn't have any tattoos.
That's good.
That is a good thing. That's a good message for all the little boys listening. Emma Kelly doesn't like tattoos.
Yeah, so if any of you have tattoos, you're off the list.
Off the list.
Except JC. And Jenna.
Okay, they're fine. Who do you want to meet next?
She whispered.
Sam Smith! Oh, won't you stay with me?
Whoa.
Cause you're all I need. Okay, that's all I have to say about him. Oh, wait, and I also want to meet Carrie Underwood.
Good luck.
That's all I know. The part that I said I don't know is not really in the song. I just said I don't know anything else.
All right, we gotta get you out of bath time and get you into bedtime.
Okay, but I still want to talk to people.
Well, we can talk to him tomorrow night.
No, gotta talk to him tomorrow.
No, because it's getting late. I love you.
Wait,
I love you, McKelly.
Wait,
I love you, McKelly.
I gotta tell you one other thing.
Tell me.
George says hello. Not the George that works with you, the George that's my dog.
Okay. Love you, McKelly.
I love you too.
Oh. She's got a good voice on her, right?
Yeah.
The acoustics in the bathtub are really good.
That is great.
Wow.
An awkward song for her to sing.
But she's cool with, you know, JC and Jenna having tattoos.
I don't know.
But for boys, if you are interested in my daughter later on in life,
boom,
don't you put any ink on your body.
No tattoos.
Not interested.
I'll tell you what, the older she gets, the hotter those tattoos are going to look.
I'm telling you.
The reason she likes Niall.
Niall's got to have a tattoo. I'm going to research that. Got to have one somewhere.
She says he's the only one that does it. I haven't done any research.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Shut up and drive.
And you can do that by playing Road Trip Roulette, brought to you by Cooper Tire.
Oh, I could barely hear you
say,
over
Jason?
Rihanna.
I know that was Rihanna.
Road Trip Roulette, you say?
Road Trip Roulette time,
Cooper
Kelly.
Cooper Tire.
Sponsored by Cooper Tire.
Well, we're going to spin our roulette wheel with numbers 1 through 9. And if you hear the number your odometer begins with, be caller 13 to win that $250 gas card.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to spin that wheel.
I want 5. Five.
Eight. No, we had 7.
All right.
7. 2.
All right, take it.
2.
Okay, the number that the roulette wheel landed on is 2. So take a look at your odometer right now. And if it starts with that number, give us a call. 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
2.
It's not the honor system. We're going to ask for photographic evidence.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Oh, yeah, you can't just call up here.
Not that we don't trust
2.
Our listeners. But.
You got to take a picture of that bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
An odometer selfie.
Is that a selfie?
No.
If you put your head in.
A selfie requires you to be in it.
Yeah. That's kind of tough, Al.
It would be really difficult. It could be accomplished.
Yeah.
You might get a crick in your neck.
We had a controversial episode of Dish Nation. Members of the show are making out and stuff.
No, not making out.
There was a making out.
You can't be making a big deal out of this. This wasn't a big deal.
It's like a big deal. Cameras caught cast members making out. There was a reason behind this when we were doing an Emmys story.
Right. Bryan Cranston and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Mm-hmm.
They made out at the Emmys.
In front of their life partners.
In front of their partners.
Yeah.
After, I think
It was after she won
right.
an award,
she won
right?
for Veep.
For Veep.
Right.
Yeah, she had pretended she didn't remember when they presented an award that he was on an episode of Seinfeld, that she actually dated him and they kissed on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So when she got up to accept her award, he chased her down before she got on stage and grabbed her and did a passionate TV kiss.
In front of her man. And
yeah.
I thought this would be a perfect opportunity.
Because they're actors.
To recreate the moment. With Big Al and Kelly.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
you wouldn't volunteer yourself to
right?
do it.
Why, right?
Well, you guys are single.
Why would you put other people on the spot?
Well, Julia,
oh,
we are single? I'm not single.
Al's about to.
And we just said that they did this in front of their significant others.
Right.
Because
so,
as actors, it's okay. You can do that. It's a different kind of kissing.
And here's the setup.
Pretend you're acting, and how would you kiss Al on a scene?
Come on.
You know it's not going to happen, so don't.
Oh, I'm trying to wingman. I'm trying to wingman so hard right now.
Yeah, you are, dog.
I'm trying so hard.
We'll revisit this later. I'm not making out with Al.
You're not making out. You're acting.
Do I always have to do your dirty work?
Good.
You'll do it?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Al.
Oh, okay.
Taking it back there, Big
She's
Al.
She's like, yeah, oh, okay.
The thing was,
everyone thought I was kidding, and I was just kind of at that moment that I'm like, whatever, let's just do
Why
this.
Not?
You were kind of kidding.
It's easy to it's easy to throw myself on Kelly because I know Kelly's not going to have it.
The way you were like, oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, so I can sit there and beg Kelly all day long. Oh, Kelly, kiss me on the lips, Kelly. But I know Kelly's not going to kiss me, so it's no big deal.
That's why you were going with it.
So then Jenna says, well, I'll do it. I'm like, yeah. Oh, crap. What do I do now?
It's truly because it's not that I wanted to like make out with Al and I've always had this burning desire. It's because I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus so much and watching the Emmys. It's like if I could pick anyone's career, that's not some huge movie star, that's who it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I know that she's older and had the Seinfeld thing, but a comedic actress like her, mm-hmm. I think that she's just incredible.
It's hilarious,
like,
yeah.
So if she can do a kiss, even though she's, you know, in a relationship and so is Brian, I was like, they're actors. We could try this.
So?
Well, Jenna needed some loving.
Yeah. Hashtag. So
this is the aftermath of Al and Jenna full on making out, right?
We're not making out.
It was a TV kiss.
Man.
It was passionate.
It wasn't passionate. It was just.
Your bodies were enveloped.
By the way, Kid TV, if you want to watch this bad boy right now, if you're watching Kid TV, you're about to see some magic.
Just do it.
Oh.
She wanted to let go.
Oh, my God.
We had to take it.
Oh, my God.
The good news is Jenna finally got some. The bad news is, Al, you're single again.
Oh, that's
great.
Now, we were on the clock, so we were getting paid for that. I am a member of the Screen Actors Guild.
So am I.
That was really just me practicing in case one day I have to do a television kiss. I mean, JC, you had a love scene in a movie, and you're not getting divorced. That's what that was.
JC had a love scene.
When are we going to see that
love scene? I already told you. It comes out September 18th.
Oh, wait. Let me get my dad.
Oh, so wait a minute
here.
Wait,
when?
Can we get a copy of it? Do you know for a fact that he'll give us a copy of it to play?
I'm sure he'll give me a copy.
You know what? If they won't do a red carpet premiere, I'll get a copy of the video and we'll have a red carpet premiere at my house.
No, dude,
I will roll out the red carpet at my house and people come over.
I've got three huge 110-inch screens.
No.
We're gonna pack the mat and we're gonna show this bad boy.
September 18th. Is that the video release or that's when we're gonna get it to the red carpet?
I believe that's when they're gonna show it on the screen.
Going back to my kiss with
Al, that's
though.
It's gonna be at the theater?
Yeah.
What day is that?
Guess what? I have a 1:30 spray tan schedule for that day.
Okay, you'll be ready.
I'll be ready.
Is that a Friday?
It's a Thursday.
Oh, it's a Thursday.
Boom, done.
You'll be smelling, but you'll look great.
Oh, let me make sure it's not an interview.
Wait, I just want to follow up with Al because he, after that, I wish we had the audio. He kept saying, oh, I wish I would have kissed better.
Yeah. hold on, because Al, you've said... You are by far the best kisser on the show.
It's documented proof. It's proof.
And in all fairness, Al, like, I think everyone feels that way. Like, when you kiss, you know, like, as a joke, you're like, oh, they're going to judge me for my kissing. But I wasn't really kissing how I
normally
kiss.
I mean, I went
acting passion on it. Like,
you did great.
I put my hands on the face like that.
Yes, you
but
did.
No,
we don't have to
you guys could have kissed for real.
TV,
but no. I know, but Al kept saying, oh, I should have kissed better. I had such razor
burn
all
within,
over my mouth.
Within 5 minutes, Jenna breaks out in these bumps on her lips.
I was like, oh, my God. I wish I had. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, not I wish I.
I don't judge you for that.
I just wish I had given you a better example of the goodness.
You want a do-over?
No, you need a do-over. No, there's
You've
no do-over.
Kissed everybody on the show
there's
except
no
me.
There's no do-over. No, you're not getting that.
No, I don't
you
want
ain't
that.
Getting that.
I don't want none of that.
So,
Are there repercussions for you at home?
She doesn't know about it.
She may.
She doesn't know about it.
She may not.
Trust me.
She's out this morning, right?
I don't think there's any reason that this
ex-girlfriend
conversation should be brought up.
Outside of this studio.
Would she have been more mad if it had been you and Kelly?
Probably. Because Kelly and I just got history. I mean, not history, but,
yeah.
You know, just 20 years.
You would have definitely given it a little bit better to Kelly then.
Yeah, he would have.
Unbelievable.
What are you saying?
He would have given it
to
me.
Are you saying?
If Kelly had accepted it, it was so unexpected that I think even him walking over here and approaching me, he thought there was no way that I was actually, maybe you guys didn't even think that I was kind of being a jest, that
you,
I would be like, yeah, I'll do it.
Jenna
and then I'd
jumped
bail.
For it.
Oh, yeah, I wrapped my legs around them and jumped.
Legs wrapped around Al's midsection.
Ixnay on eggs lay.
Then she grabbed
arms around his neck.
Hands on the face, a la Ari Lewandike.
We'll let him go.
There is no need.
If I'm doing it, I wanted to sell it like they did at the Emmys.
Yeah.
No need.
Would you have kissed her better?
Oh, yes.
He would have given it to Kelly.
There is no question.
Al would have thrown her up against the wall.
Yeah, because I know that's how Kelly
that would have been my Ari Lewandike moment.
He would have had one hand on the face, one on the butt.
That would have been an Ali Lewandike moment right there. Hand through the hair.
I felt like mine was
hair.
More like the Dumb and Dumber, except I was Jim Carrey and Al was the girl with his arms out. Like.
Yeah, you should have gone.
I just didn't know what to do. And I always know what to do. Kissing's like my thing. I know I'm a great kisser.
Thing?
Yeah, and I just didn't give you a very good example of it right there. But yeah, it is.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sorry I didn't kiss you well.
All right. Well, maybe when you're single, we can try it again.
Yeah.
All you can do.
We got ourselves a caller on the phone. Stephanie Dodson.
Yes.
Are you related to Antoine?
No.
Are you driving a Dodson?
Oh, good one.
No, I'm driving a Ford Explorer.
Okay.
I had a Ford Explorer back in the day.
How many miles are on that Ford Explorer, Stephanie?
27,450.
That starts with a 2.
It starts with a 2. I think that means you win, girl.
Yeah!
A $250 gas card from Cooper Tires.
Thank you.
Yay. And hey, and also, Stephanie, in addition to that, you know you're going to be in the running for the grand prize of a $500 Visa gift card, 4 brand new Cooper Tires,
bam,
and some more really cool stuff in case you're going on a road trip, and we're going to make that the best one ever.
Yes, Stephanie, Labor Day weekend's
Thank
coming
you
up.
So much.
Yeah, you got any plans for Labor Day? You going to do a little road tripping?
No, we just got back from a 3-week vacation, so we're going to stay at home and go swimming and go to the movies.
Where did you go for 3 weeks?
I went home to Oklahoma City.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great vacation destination, I guess.
Go
we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, family, you know. And you do have a big family? You got a husband and kids?
Yes.
Yep.
I have two boys, a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Awesome. Right. Well, if you do decide, maybe you get a spur-of-the-moment whim on Labor Day, like, let's just get in the car and go on a road trip, go to roadtrippers.com and click on Cooper Tires' 100 Minutes from Home page, and they got a list of a whole bunch of fun attractions right there, maybe even in Oklahoma City.
All right, I'll check it out.
I bet you will.
Thank you, Stephanie. Enjoy that money, okay?
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And now it's time for I Need a Ruling.
I need a ruling. Here comes the judge, y'all.
This is where we help you decide on what you're going to do.
We're decision makers.
It could be as small as what you want to eat for lunch to as big as should I propose to my girl.
What am I going to eat for lunch today?
I know.
See, I might need you to rule for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to do this no carb thing, and it's obviously not happening.
It's unsustainable, Kelly.
By the way, all judging decisions are final. So once that judge has decided,
boom,
it's done. You got to do it.
Yep.
Or at least we'll think you did it.
All right, so if you have something that you want us to help you make a decision on, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We got one from the internets.
All right. Whoa.
This one's for Jenna.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Jenna, I need a ruling.
All right.
You seem to be getting over this breakup a lot better than you did the last one.
Thank you. I agree.
I'm going through it right now, too.
Oh, no.
But I'm having a hard time getting over him. My girlfriend thinks I should just hook up with a random guy, and that'll help. What should I do? I need a ruling.
Okay, I've also been there, and that does not help, especially when you're super heartbroken. So,
right.
Okay, this is, look, my best advice. One thing you're not going to like to hear, time's the only thing that heals anything.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so time is going to help.
Alcohol.
But I try not to drink as much either when I'm sad, because that just makes me more depressed.
But that leads to
for some people. But for me, and what's been working better for me this time around is, do not let yourself go back and think about all those things that were so wonderful that, you know, that you were holding on to, like things you were looking forward to or the good things. Just look at it as, you know, try and remember the bad things. Try and stay kind of mad.
Remember the bad things.
But should she hook up with a guy?
That's her question.
Yeah. Should I hook up with a guy? Yeah. Will that help? What should I do?
Sometimes that doesn't hurt.
She wants a cheap hookup.
Okay, this is the thing. Yes, you should. Yes, you should. It's not going to get you over it completely, but it's definitely going to help you it's going to help you realize that it is possible for you to be attracted to someone else and for someone else to be attracted to you.
Fair answer.
But if you're the type of girl that falls in love immediately just because you kiss another guy, I'm not that type of person, but if that's you, then don't do that, because then you're just going to get your heart broken all over
you
again.
You mean you didn't fall in love with Big Al Mac? How crazy is that?
Dang, I have more of a guy mentality about it. But yes, it won't. It might not hurt, but it's not going to 100% help you.
Let's go to the phone.
You don't have to necessarily go all the way on the hookup either. It's just nice to find another man giving you attention.
Yes.
It'll stir up those endorphins and those butterflies, and that will help you.
Distractions can do wonders.
Yeah.
Right. All right, this one.
Come on.
Oh, let's say hello to Dawn. Hello, Dawn.
Dawn?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Dawn. How you doing?
Yeah, I need the accent.
Hey, I'm good. How are y'all?
What do you need a ruling on, Dawn? And who's it for?
Kelly, I need your advice.
All right, I'm here for you.
I'm wondering if I should forgive my brother's girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
What?
My father was in ICU for 4 days, and she wanted the weekend off of work. She posted on Facebook that my father died.
Wait, why did she post that on Facebook?
Did she really think he died?
No, my father was in the hospital for congestive heart failure. There was a lot of communication between me and my sisters and everything. But, we were telling him everything that was going on, but she posted it because she wanted the weekend off.
She,
and they weren't going to give her the weekend
off.
She
lied to get out of work.
My father said she doesn't owe us an apology and that we should get over it.
No, I can't believe your brother.
And it's just a girlfriend.
What?
Well, that's for you, Kelly. But
yeah, Kelly, what are you?
You have
final ruling.
You're asking me if you should forgive her?
Yes, me and my three sisters.
You don't need to forgive her. Be polite. Mm-hmm. Just be polite.
And just know
because it'll cause a rift between your brother. Your brother's going to wake up one day and realize what a horrible person he is hitched up to.
That's a sign.
You are not obligated to forgive. That's a horrible thing.
Heck no.
But you just always have to mind your manners.
Final ruling.
Just be polite, but you don't have to forgive.
There you go.
Jeez. Thank you.
You're welcome. Forgive, but don't forget.
No, don't forgive. Where'd you get that?
And don't forget.
That's the quote.
That's horrible.
I can't believe she did that.
Oh, no. You don't do that.
Be nice, but don't. Yeah, you don't forgive
you don't
that.
Do
that's
that.
Something. Instances like that change the way I feel about people completely.
Yes.
Forever.
Yes.
I will never look at a person the same way if they did something like that.
It's kind of like, she'll do it again. You know, she'll do
or
something.
Or do worse.
Yeah.
Jared, what do you need help with?
JC, you're a good-looking guy.
Thank you.
What color should I do my hair this week?
Ooh. You're dyeing your hair. Okay, this is a good question.
Well, what do you look like?
Yeah, are you Hispanic, white dude, brother?
I'm a white guy, and I'm in cosmetology school. I change my hair every week, and I can't decide what color to go with.
What color is it now?
Yeah, what color are you now?
It is blue.
Oh, blue. Bright blue?
Royal blue.
What color are your
royal
eyes,
blue.
And what's the length? You got to ask them questions.
Yeah,
like
you have
that,
to ask them
so
the skin color.
What color eyes do you have?
They're greenish blue.
Greenish blue.
What color is your
blue
car?
Blue really brings out the blue in your eyes.
What color is your car?
It is... baby powder blue.
Okay. Oh,
you have a thing for blue.
You got blue. Do you have a tan right now?
Kind of.
Yeah, you kind of tan. I'm thinking you go pink.
Oh, see, and I was gonna say a deeper, like a Julianne Moore red.
Okay, I was gonna say something like violet.
Well,
like,
you know what? He didn't ask last week.
Oh, very true.
Oh, you did pink last week.
Oh,
then I'm gonna go with the violet.
Don't let him talk you out of your ruling.
No, actually, yeah, you know what, Jared? You're going pink again, sir.
No.
All right, I'm going pink again.
You know what? You see, he's adventurous. You know what else I've always wanted to do if I could that's cool is when they dye a color and then they go a really different color at the end.
Right.
Like a normal color hair, like a brown or black or whatever, but then you take the ends a different color.
Tips.
Yeah. Do like really, really bright, aggressive pink, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aggressive pink.
Okay, and then send JC a photo on his Facebook and he'll make that his profile picture.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank
deal.
You.
All right. Love you, Jared.
Done deal.
Done. Wow.
Somebody Bye. Ask you for the style.
Love you, Jared.
Is that kind of empowering to know that just because of what you recommended, this guy's going to go and dye his hair pink, aggressive pink?
This is cool.
Yeah. Just live with it a week and change it.
Yeah.
I wish I was that adventurous, you know, or could be.
I feel like if you're reading Red Rising, I feel like I'm a gold right now. This book I'm into right
now. You're getting a cut at this
point. I am not getting a cut. I am just a huge fan.
I believe you.
I'm a fan.
Who's next?
Michelle? No.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Michelle. You want Al to help you decide?
Yes, Al. You are a father and a dog owner, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I am a mom of three kids. I also have a stepson that comes over every other weekend and holidays.
Okay.
I also have three dogs.
Three dogs, all right.
And I want to adopt another one, but my husband says no. And I said, well, what are you going to do? Divorce me. So here I am. I want a dog.
Well, first of all, you know, what your husband says goes.
No, I don't know. I don't think that's always true, Al.
No, Al.
What you say goes. That's right. She called Al
for
Al's ruling.
And Al says your husband says. Go. I love dogs.
That's the ruling.
What's that? Yes. Let me just ask you a couple.
That's what you learn when you call and ask for Al's advice.
You're right.
Because I have kids and dogs too.
Well, I'm just saying.
You know what? She called Al. Ask questions.
The man rules really in the house. I mean, okay, you did discuss it with him, and he gave you his decision.
Live with that.
Oh, welcome to 1952, Al.
The man
said he's got enough dogs and kids running around the house. Got three little snotty-nosed kids. You got snotty-nosed dogs. You got enough. You got a full house right there.
You heard the man, Michelle. Obey your man. And get in the kitchen and cook
him.
Michelle, could you go pick Al up a beer right now?
I'm going to go get you a beer, Al, so you can scratch yourself.
Thanks, Michelle.
All right, bye, guys.
You know, that'll learn listeners on who to ask for rulings.
Well, I just gave verification.
Al, I am not... She asked you, and that was your ruling. I am not here to judge the ruling you gave.
Thank you. Thank you. Don't judge the judge.
Patrick, very important question for Jenna Owens, huh?
Yeah, I got a pretty good one. You have a sense of humor, Jenna.
Yeah, okay,
it's
cool.
It's my 7-year-old niece's birthday this weekend, and I always seem to get an animal just to make my brother mad because we have tons of them at our house. I'm thinking either get her a box full of chickens or something that is just, it's going to just make him more mad than anything.
Okay,
I don't know what to get.
Okay, so do you like your brother, and you just do this in jest, or you really don't like your brother?
I love my brother. He's my boss. We're 15 years apart, but I just, you know, I'm the little brother. I'm the pest. So I got him turtles for Christmas this past year.
Sure. I like turtles.
And yeah, and he every year whenever a birthday or Christmas comes, he's always don't get an animal.
Oh,
no. You're that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to go animal, and that's like you're kind of dead set on that, right? Does he keep the animals?
Because
I care about animal welfare.
We never say no to animals when they come in the house, even though he hates it. So he really hates snakes.
Ooh.
Been thinking about getting him a snake.
No,
I mean, just like a garden snake or something like that.
No, don't get him a snake.
No, don't get him a snake because the niece won't appreciate that either. I think what you should do is twofold. I think that since you always do animals and he's expecting that, I think you should have two presents ready to go. And the first one should be like a cute plush animal that's not alive, you know, in a box that she opens, and then your brother's like for momentarily relieved, like, oh, it's just a really cool stuffed animal. And then the second box is actually the living chicken.
Oh my God.
There you go. Final rule.
There it is.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's really taking it next level. Like, you relieve him for a moment, and then I just want to make sure if you're keeping the animals or you have somewhere to take them, because I hate the thought of, like, you know, he's just going to get rid of it or do something bad.
We, We live on a big farm. Well, not a big farm, but we have room for it.
Oh, cool. Okay. Then yeah. Then I'd do something your niece would actually like. That's a fake animal and cute, and then the real one.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Patrick. Good luck, buddy.
Glad we're able to help.
Yeah. You know, that's how we do it right there. AJ, you need a ruling.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, JC, I know you know a little bit about football.
Uh-huh.
And I got two good quarterbacks on my final fantasy draft team.
Yeah.
Well, I need to know which one to play, which one's going to give me the most points on my final fantasy draft team.
Who are they?
I have Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers
yeah.
and Colin Kaepernick for San Francisco.
Wow. Aaron Rodgers. Thank you.
That's your final ruling.
That's my final ruling, yeah. AJ. Go with Aaron Rodgers.
I was going to go Kaepernick.
I appreciate okay. it.
You're yeah. welcome, buddy.
I hope he brings in big points.
Oh, he will.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's how you do it right
done
there.
Done and done. That was easy.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Kaepernick's good too, though, bud. And we'll finish it off here with Lola, who did not learn from the previous callers. Go ahead, Lola.
Hey, Lola. What's up, baby girl?
Hey, Big Al. Well, I know that you're a cougar, and so am I, and I need a ruling from you.
I'm a cougar?
So here's the deal.
I'm
separated from my husband, who is 38. I'm 44, and I've been dating this handsome, gorgeous, black 30-year-old guy.
See, that's what you should have gone with. You're black, and so is the guy I'm dating.
Yeah, I'm a cougar.
With Kelly
so what's
there,
the decision?
Like,
but anyway, all right.
So I need a ruling. Do I try to get back with my husband who I really don't have feelings with, or do I just go and have fun with this young man who says he's in love with me already? What do you think?
Well, now, I'm going to be honest with you. Is your husband white or black?
He's Hispanic.
Shout out.
He's beige.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's a good,
shout out to JC.
Good, good. That's right. A good one right there.
And is there any chance that you're getting back with your husband?
It's been kind of like dead. It's a year already. We've been separated, and so
yeah, you're probably not going back.
I don't think so.
You're probably not going
probably
back.
I'm probably not.
Finish your business. Clean
once
up.
Once I go black, what do they say about that? Once you go black, you don't come back.
That's what I hear.
Unless you date Al, then you definitely
yeah.
Do.
Now I go ahead and wrap things up with the husband. Go ahead and tie up the loose ends, and then enjoy yourself with your young, delicious chocolate bar.
Yep, I will. Thank you, Big Al.
All right, then.
I don't think she needed much convincing on that.
Yeah, I think she was all set on the brother.
I just was surprised to find out you're a cougar.
Wait, there's another,
yeah, right?
There's another one that just came in, and this one's for Big Al also.
Oh, why wow. do people need help
I'm
from Al?
Sorry, okay, I so just y'all saw need to this recognize. One. I'm sorry, we gotta read this one real quick. Big Al, this nameless person needs a ruling.
Yeah.
I bought my truck 3 years ago, right before I met my current girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a $5,000 bonus from work, and I can't decide if I should pay off my truck or buy her an engagement ring. What would you do?
Sebastian.
You know what? I'd go half and half. I'd pay $2,500 down on that truck and then go buy your wife a little bit less nice engagement ring. Or girlfriend.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.